music playing from local bands we know on Reverb Radio. It's Pete Jones Radio Show. It's live on air. It's Pete Jones Radio Show.
We have in the studio, we have Rise of the Ziggurat, accompanied by an intoxicated pigeon, who I have managed to force out of the green room and right next to the blue mic. And they're just fluttering around the same mic, if that is okay. And folks, how are you?
Oh, great, thanks. Yeah, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you for asking. And thanks for coming out of the green room, you know, in some kind of semblance of a state. I mean, I've seen worse, put it that way.
It's a good rider, though, so thanks for that.
Pleasure. Listen, if you're going to put jelly babies on a rider, we're going to meet there you halfway, you know what I'm saying? Just the purple ones, right? Thank you, yes. So I'm afraid, and I can only apologise because I know we're in this Maid of Vale style, huge warehouse of a venue, but if you could get a little nearer the mic and just put the bottles down, is that smoked salmon? What have you got there? That is amazing.
It is.
Intoxicated Pigeon seems to have a plate full of free food from the green room. That's fine. That's what it's there for, the hospitality at its finest. Now listen,
he's
folks.
He's got Tupperware in his bag as well with all the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, noticed that. Yeah, he's been here before, right?
Yeah.
He knows. You don't come up to the 17th floor without knowing what's going on at the top. So thanks, guys, for coming by. What's going on in the world?
Well, we came in to just have a chat, really, and say hello, see how things are going. And we've got a gig coming up on Wednesday.
You have got a gig coming up. And even though we've got Lewis McHale listening,
good.
Does that name mean anything to you?
Yes, absolutely.
He says, listening to all of your voices makes me miss Brighton more and more.
You moved away, mate.
He's the one that moved away, and Miss Brighton hasn't been past these doors for a long time. She ain't here, shall we? We've got, thanks, Lewis. You were only here, was it 2 weeks ago?
It was 2 weeks ago, I think.
I think it was 2 weeks ago. So thanks, Lewis, for that. We might not be squeezing your track in. I was going to do a cheeky Papa Noel just for you, but, you know, Rise of the Ziggurat and Intoxicated Pigeon have provided us with three cracking tracks, one old and
very
two
old.
And two pretty damn new, so new that it's a world exclusive. Isn't it just?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So we've got a little gig to mention for you guys, which is this coming Wednesday, Lewis Road Inn, from about 7:30.
I would say so, to be safe.
Yeah, to be safe, to be sure. And it's free.
Yeah. There's, what, four or five artists, I think, on the bill?
I think it's about that, yes.
Well, free is always my favourite price, obviously. Now, is it Jack that runs the old Mike Records?
I believe so, yes.
So Jack, hi to Jack. And they do lay on food. I mean, they don't lay on food. They will serve you food if you buy it.
They will cook it if you
want it. If you so choose. So get yourselves down to Lewis Road. I would say from seven. Get yourself, you know, a couple of pints.
How about
in.
From six?
From six,
really?
Why not?
Get a few shots in.
You know, get a few shots. Go crazy.
Yeah.
You've got a night ahead. What's going on? How's it going to work in terms of, are you both supporting each other, or are you just going to do separate little sets? Or
We're going to do separate sets, I think about half an hour each, separate sets, and we're going to play our new Christmas single exclusively at the Elegant.
So you've both got a Christmas single.
We have, yes.
Okay.
It's the season.
Intoxicated first. Do you love Christmas?
I absolutely love Christmas, yes.
Do you, is this a thing, these Christmas singles?
It is. I did one last year, actually.
I know. Thank you for sending. I wanted you to say it. Okay. And Mr. Rise, or Ziggurat, if I will, is Christmas a thing in your house?
Yeah. I have a bit of love-hate with some aspects of it, but overall, you know, it's time to
What's the hate?
Enjoy. The hate. We don't want to discuss the hate.
Let's
keep things positive.
What's the love?
Love is...
What's the best bit about Christmas?
You know, being around your friends and family and drinking slightly more than usual and being off work, you know, regular day job stuff and all that sort of thing.
And is it, and I'm sure it is it waiting for the next Lewis McHale Christmas song? Is that up there?
That basically came out, what, 2 days ago, I think, the whole EP? Or was it the other day? Sorry, Lewis, I did buy it, and I have listened, and it was great. But
It comes out monthly. His Christmas tracks. I mean,
you just subscribe to him.
I don't think we can compete with how much that guy loves Christmas. I mean, you can't compete with a Lewis McHale Christmas obsession, can you?
I don't think so.
So which one shall I play first? Shall I go for Rise of the Ziggurat Christmas
track? You
want
to go happy or sad first?
Oh, good.
Because they're quite...
Let's go sad first. Which one's sad?
That would be my one then, yeah.
He's so proud. It's called Don't Come Home for Christmas. I should have known. Folks, this on a non-Christmas show, this is as Christmas as we probably will get. Rise of the Ziggurat, Don't Come Home for Christmas.
Melts, I'll come running to you. I am so numb I can barely breathe. Is there anything left to believe? Just another passing year that I'll have to grieve. Please don't join me, it's too on my breath. I painted the walls like I promised I would. I'm sorry it took so long. I was dealing with things kept inside when I had you right there to confide. Never felt like there was a right time until no time was left at all. Please don't join me, it's too by myself while you left. I sometimes look into the sky and see your face pieced together in the stars, twinkling and bright, eyes shining like crystal into the infinite unknown. If I had been aware it was our last Christmas together, then maybe things would have been different, and maybe I could have changed. Our future was rewritten that day. You fell asleep in my arms, my love, and the smile disappeared from your beautiful face. I'll never stop loving you, and one day we'll be together again.
Please don't join me.
is great. Love it. That is fab. That is a world premiere exclusive, actually. Don't Come Home for Christmas from Rise of the Ziggurat, who was sitting right opposite me. That's not as sad as you laid out to be. Okay. I mean, you know, maybe.
No, fair enough.
No, but, you know, I mean, it's in there, right?
Mm.
Yeah. There's still a bit of jingle and a jangle. Lewis is messaging, as you kind of knew he would. He said, that was beautiful. If I don't hear a Ziggurat jingle, then it ain't Christmas as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you, Lewis.
You're not talking about a jingle for the show. You're talking about a jingle jangle, right? A Christmas jingle. Yeah.
Although, I actually forgot to put the bells back on this version, so that was silly.
Well, you go and put your bells back on. What are you doing coming out without your bells on? It's ridiculous. And your whistles. Get on
next
with
time,
it.
Next time, next year.
So that was Rise of the Ziggurat. We've gone Christmas, but only for a little while. Don't get excited. Don't Come Home for Christmas. Sitting alongside Rise of the Ziggurat is Intoxicated Pigeon. These guys are gigging, both of them. And I'm saying both of them. You're not gigging with anyone else as in the set. Are you doing sort of a solo each?
Solo thing, yeah. I might have a couple of friends come join me for a couple, but...
Any name checks?
Well, it depends. Do you remember a couple of years ago I released some music under Fall of the Ziggurat?
Yeah,
of course. It was a bit heavier, a bit more synthy and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, my friend Lou might be joining me.
Go on, Lou, listen.
And our pal Ad might be joining me, but okay. I'm not sure about that one yet.
And what about Intoxicated Pigeon? Anyone joining you?
No, it's just me, solo.
Good on you, yeah. And is it just you and a guitar?
Me and guitar, yes.
Great stuff. So apart from these Christmas tracks, you've been working on other new stuff that might come out in 24, anything?
Yeah, I've got a couple of tracks in the pipeline.
Oh, very good. Yeah, talk us through.
I've got a protest song.
Yes, my brother. Yeah. Yes. Are you? It's a general protest or
against the government?
Government
and what they've been up to and or not government. Up to
or yeah. not up to.
Yeah.
What's it like writing a protest song? Is it just gets it all out there?
It does. Yeah. Yeah. It gets out all the anger and
shows your teeth.
Yeah. I'm quite an angry person.
And, are you? Yeah. And what kind of style is it? Kind of brag-esque? Is it?
Yeah. Sort of a folk indie.
Folk indie. Yeah. It's the way it should be. Rise of the Ziggs. Have you ever done a protest song?
I have not, no.
No, fair enough. I mean, that's the end of that, really.
That's the end of that one, sorry.
No, I'm so glad. Who wrote these questions? Fools. What about other new material that you might be working on?
Yeah, loads of new material.
Okay.
Been working on stuff for years, and I haven't really released that much over the past few years, so it's all been building.
I seem to remember you announcing that you had a new Christmas song in January, and could I play it?
Yeah,
was it that one I just played?
It was sort of that one you just played.
So it's been
slightly different mix.
Different mix with bells, jangles, and jingles.
Well, I forgot the bells, so that's the one track
you
left.
You forgot the bells, people. Okay, we'll find the bells.
Next year, I'll re-release it again with the bells.
Bring it out next year. Why not? Keep bringing it out. Shall we go straight? Should we play the jump and skip and hop to the Intoxicated Pigeon?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, cool.
Why don't we? So this is called It's Christmas Time, brackets, again, close brackets, which is genius, of course. I won't even ask what style this in because I will play it and we will decide. Shall we do that?
Sounds good.
Folks, Intoxicated Pigeon, It's Christmas Time, brackets again.
Close brackets.
Close brackets.
This song starts in G, which makes it jolly, for it's that time of year again. Just be kind and true the whole year through. It's Christmas time again. Pour some old wine, forget the bad times. Hang out with your friends and chill by the fire. And dream of snow and places that we might go. Hang out with your friends.
Christmas time again. It is brackets again, close brackets. Thank you for the correcting the old brackets, close brackets, brackets. Oh, the little jingle till the end. I love it, love it, love it. Yes, it says here, and I think this is Andy from Canterbury, I do believe, has got involved. And you know when Andy gets involved from Canterbury, you know you've made the big time. It says here, can the ziggurat, question for the ziggurat, can the ziggurat please make up its mind? Is it rising or falling?
At the moment, rising.
It says here, so hard for some of us to keep up. So Andy in Canterbury, at the moment it's rising. And then he says, I mean to keep abreast of these things. Well, you just watch it. You know, you watch it with those sort of things. But thank you. So at the moment, the question is, it's rising. There was the fall of the ziggurat, as we all remember. But now we're on the rise. Lewis McHale has got in touch. Of course he has. He says, great work, Mr. Pigeon.
Oh, thank you.
That got me ready to roast chestnuts on the open fire, but I don't have chestnuts or a fire. What a fool.
Well.
Yes. Well, there's no answer to that, is there? He says, no one needs to know about my chestnuts. No, they don't. But you mentioned them. I mean, you know, come on. Andy says back, he says, yes, that sounds encouraging.
Good. I'd like to be a positive force of...
Absolutely. Now, listen, there's a question for both of you, because you've just had world-exclusive premieres.
Oh, actually, on that note as well, you've got a world-exclusive package.
Oh, my goodness
me. The songs.
This came out of nowhere. Are the mince pies in here? Handed, for the note, Exhibit A. The plaintiff has just handed me a DVD. I feel like I'm in a cop drama. It says here, to Pete, from Intoxicated Bitch, and Rise of the Ziggurat, and it's an old DVD box, and inside is so beautiful. We'll get a photograph and put this on. Honestly, the time and effort that they have put into this is quite extraordinary, really. And there's a little Polaroid shot next to a Christmas. I mean, that's a Christmas you want. Is that in a waiting room somewhere? Beautiful, lovely, and thank you so much. So, you know, we'll never say that you never give us anything. That is stunning. That will take pride and place of my back shelf of the car. Thank you so much. Love it.
No worries.
Quick question. What inspires you, Christmas Lee? What's your finest Christmas track, Intoxicated Pigeon, by other artists? Where were you reaching and searching for in your track, It's Christmas Time, brackets again, close brackets? What were you actually, you know?
I was hoping to
emanate.
Create a song which incorporates different styles.
Right. Name any of them?
You got like the ploddingness of the ploddy Christmas songs.
Yes, the ploddy
songs.
The ploddy ones. Yes, I know. Yes, I mean it's too many to mention, but thank
so
you.
So many of them.
So many ploddy Christmas tracks. And what else have you got?
Same genre as well.
Yep. Yeah, same genre of ploddy Christmas track. And what else have you got in there?
Also, like darkness with the guitar solo. A bit of darkness.
Yeah, yeah. A bit like the darkness. You mean?
Yep. A bit of Paul McCartney.
Bit of Macca in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Andy from Canterbury was trying to get us to play Paul McCartney Christmas songs, saying that citing him as someone who owned property in Brighton, so therefore he's a local artist. And I was like, yeah, is he unsigned though?
Tenuous
is beyond. And what about Rise of the Ziggurat? And you know, what's your favourite kind of Christmas track that isn't yours?
That isn't mine. Well, probably the darkness one that Chris just mentioned.
Excellent. Like that.
Yeah, all the 70s sort of ones.
Of course.
Mud in particular, because that's what I ripped the chord sequence off for my song.
Lonely. Yeah, this Christmas.
Exactly. I just ripped off those chords and made a song out of it.
Well, there you go. Don't Come Home for Christmas. Brackets Mud ripoff.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And what about what? So that was what you were reaching for in the 1974 Mud Classic. Is that where
sort of sadness and loss and beautiful, all the happy sort of, you know, Christmas emotions.
Yeah, yeah, which that does. I mean, it's got the Elvis impersonation in there too, which yours doesn't, but, you know, at the time it was topical, totally topical, beautiful. Well, thanks, guys. We're going to go out with... Now, you were both... talk me through the track I'm going to play, which you don't necessarily want me to, but I will.
We gave you the option. Okay, so do you want to take it, or shall I take it? We used to be in a band called Infurion, and this is when we were just sort of out of school... Doing gigs and all this sort of thing.
Didn't know you guys went way back.
Yeah, well,
way back. This
track's from like 20, 25 years ago.
Wow.
And our friendship goes back to, what, 6, 7, when we were in Cubs and Scouts and that sort of thing.
That is so good. I like that. So what is this track that I'm about to massacre?
This is Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And yeah, it was
Santa Claus
an old recording from our old band. And
well,
it was good fun.
I will play it because you gave it to me. And and it just ends the triumvirate. But this is in no way a reflection of any of your talents to boot today, right?
sort of.
Folks, please go down the old Lewis Road to the Lewis Road Inn on Wednesday. Get there for about 7:30, free to get in. The food and the drink is not free, so do not get confused. Thank you guys so much. We've got Rise of the Ziggurat here, we've got Intoxicated Pigeon, and we got this. Are you ready? Guys, thank you so much
thank
for
so
coming
much
by.
Having us.
It's
thank
so
you, man.
Lovely
thank
to see you.
Good
next
see you
time
again.
You come in, in 24, why don't we do some livey stuff with your new material?
Fantastic.
Sounds good, mate. Yeah, thank you.
A date and a deal. In the meantime, a merry, very merry Christmas. Adios.
Good for goodness sake, you had better watch out, you better The Pete Jones New Music Show. Radio.